going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check on PXY mornings. You got Moose. You got Breezy, and we're just
get in
on those delicious vibes. All of our friends are here. 585-252-9800. I have an angel and I have a devil on my shoulder this morning.
Oh, God.
And whether or not I should start popping some of these hard seltzers in the mini fridge.
Oh, why not? Just get after it. It's never too early to just crack a cold one. You know what I'm saying?
It's not.
I mean, I think that others would disagree, but they work a different schedule. So
that's right.
We've been up for hours.
Oh, yeah. I've been up for 2 hours.
It's happy hour at this point.
It's happy hour. Let's see who's here this morning. What's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in.
Let's see. Who are our friends on the text line? We have a Kelsey weighing in.
What's up, Kelsey?
Kelsey said, good morning, Breezy and Moose. Feeling good today because I have signed up and committed to run the half marathon in September.
Damn. I could never.
The Rochester one, Kels? Confirm, because I know for a fact... It's a lot of hills.
13.2 miles?
One. But nevertheless, the Rochester Marathon goes from here all the way to like Duran, Charlotte.
Oh my God. Gen-
yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And it's all like uphill.
Oh man.
So like.
You got to be ready to go.
Don't put me down for that.
You did it though.
I, not to undermine my own accomplishments, but I did. And I made sure to Google the flattest half marathon possible. That's the one I did down in Corning.
Oh, that's okay. Got it.
Very flat. Not a hill in sight.
So I put the incline on the treadmill the other day at the gym, like a 2.5. And I was like gassed.
No, you go from like a brisk walk, jog, a light perspiration to no, I'm dripping sweat. With that little incline, it's like crazy.
That is a marathon that is not for the weak.
No, not at all. Who else is here? We have Liz. She says, good morning. Feeling great today. My vibes are high because today is my Friday. Perfect. My vibes are up today because for the first time in, God, it seems like months, I'm finally getting paid for things that I've been owed money for years, it feels like. So
that is a good feeling.
All the money's where it's supposed to be. I'm feeling good. I'm investing in stocks. I'm kidding. I'm not investing in stocks at all. But Does seem like something I should do at some point in my life.
Yeah.
But no, I feel good about that. I felt a sense of anxiety knowing that money was missing, but it's with me now.
Oh, that's
so we're good to go.
If there's anything that makes Breezy happy, it's an espresso martini and cash.
A full bank account.
That's it. The vibes could be higher than they typically are. I just found out that Fire Festival 2 is canceled.
You already got your tickets. What
Billy McFarland canceled it because he said he could not afford a repeat of what happened the first time. And I so desperately wanted a second documentary of this idiot doing exactly what he did the first time.
Yeah, he couldn't afford a repeat because he didn't want to go back to jail.
Nepotism at its finest.
Who is his who is his family? Like, why is he a thing? What is he attached to?
Billy McFarland, from what most people know about him, he's just always been a business guy. And he was always
horrible one
leading
that.
Up to Firefest. The guy had a lot of money and was great with marketing.
You know when you like Google someone and you look up like their accolades, like actor, singer, entrepreneur, nothing under him. Just nothing.
No, it's just him in an orange jumpsuit.
He looks like a Walmart version of Simon Cowell.
Yeah, the younger version.
Yeah.
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 Other than that, the vibes are up. I'm trying to get a happy hour together with my friends at CSE.
Just your friends. Don't have to say CSE. Your literal best friends. Your literal crew.
I'm just trying to...
It was the CSE crew. I go, your best friends who you hang out every single weekend with. Perfect.
Yeah, but the vibes are up altogether. I can't believe tomorrow's Friday already. This week is flying by.
I know.
For some of you, if you're looking for a potential job this summer... we might have your back on something you could be doing.
Okay.
And you're going to get reimbursed because you have to get certified.
Not me signing up.
What do you need to get certified for aside from being a lifeguard?
A nurse? I don't know. A babysitter?
I don't know.
I don't think, possibly. I think you have to take a course. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but you're going to get reimbursed because sometimes this can be really expensive. But I'll tell you all the details about that coming up next. Thank you guys for the good vibes this morning. 75 for the high. It's PXY Mornings. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I'm not even going to try and convince people that I'm an amazing swimmer because I'm not. In high school, I was really jealous because two of my close friends got full rides to UB. And everybody's doing something, and I so badly wanted to be that guy, but I suck at swimming.
I didn't get a full ride, but I did dabble in Canandaigua Aquatics, I will say that. The butterfly was my favorite stroke, so.
I can swim, but my stamina is trash.
It's hard.
Yesterday, I was carrying groceries up the steps, and I was just absolutely gassed.
Gasping for air.
If you are looking for a job this summer, both Monroe County and Ontario County needs lifeguards at the local pools and beaches. I can't, guys, I told you I'm gassed. I can't do it. Breezy and I, we're going to need you guys to step up to the plate. Plus, Ontario County is using funds from a New York State program that's going to allow teens and young adults to just get reimbursed for the cost of lifeguard certification and training. I looked it up.
As they should. They should be paying for that anyways, I feel.
They need to because some people, when they see the cost, they don't want to do it.
Right.
And that's the problem.
It deters them from doing it.
Typically, it's $285 to get certified. If you need to get recertified, it's $185.
Okay.
But the goal here is to help fill lifeguard positions across the county and to help teens and young adults be able to take advantage of these openings by kind of... eliminating the cost, if you will.
If you really think about it, being a lifeguard, although like
it's
a
so
lot
chill.
Of teens, like a lot of teens, like gravitate toward it, and like it is like chill, quote unquote. Every single person in my high school growing up was a lifeguard at Roseland. They're like, I'll sit and get a tan at the wave pool. It'll be great, but it is like a pretty serious job to be letting teenagers have the lives of these children who are just trying to get their splash on in their hands.
Listen, in all of my years swimming and being at the beach and here plus on the West Coast, I've never seen an individual that needed to be rescued. So
not
I'm not
you could.
I've never seen it. I don't want to say it's a chill job, But you know, it's you've seen Baywatch.
If you're not rescuing, yes, it's chill.
Yeah, Baywatch is extreme. That TV show made everyone, like, every single second of the day somebody needed to be rescued. But it's a TV show. But most of the time, you know, you're chilling.
You're eating your snacks. You're getting your tan on.
As much as I thought in high school I could be a lifeguard, I never had the body for it because you got to be in shape. And I almost had abs in high school. I was in good shape, but I was like, you see everybody else around you. I'm like, yeah, they're lifeguards. I'm just going to hang.
It's so crazy how much, you know, this like kind of basic teenage summer job. There's a lot that goes into it. Certification, training. I'm training in the sense of you got to get your body right. You got to make sure you're good for a one piece and good to go because you're not wearing a two piece. I'll tell you that much. You can't be having a nip slip while you're giving CPR.
I know. Like, I look good in the shorts, but like, I'll wear the hoodie. I'm going to wear a hoodie. I don't care if it's 90 degrees out. It's like if somebody needs to be saved, I'm like, I'm going to run into the ocean with my hoodie on. But I think one thing I was always envious about, too, is when it came to swimmers, like I said, just how ripped they are. Like, look at Michael Phelps.
The shoulders.
That dude ate 10,000 calories a day. Guy's got abs of steel.
Yeah, he crushes.
Yeah, I don't even need a six pack. Just give me one. I'll take one ab.
You could eat a bowl of cereal out of his shoulder divots.
That guy he's a machine, I'll tell you that right now. So if you are looking for a job this summer, Monroe County and Ontario County needs lifeguards for the pools and the beaches.
And they're paying for you to do it.
Ontario County is the one that's going to be paying to use those funds for a New York State program. $285 to get certified, $185 to get recertified. So, you know, think about it.
Save some money.
Coming up on the show, Breeze.
Yesterday I found myself in a position that I was like, if I wasn't dating my girlfriend, I would literally never do this. But I think that this is the sign that you are a good partner. What is one thing that you are willing to do and attend because your partner loves it and it's a passion of theirs, but if it was just you on your own, you wouldn't be caught dead? I was doing this one thing yesterday and I thought to myself, how did I get here? I'll tell you what it is and what you've done for your partner coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
That's not what we wanted there.
No, actually, it's very fitting for what we're about to talk about.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. Let's talk about relationships for 1 second, because sometimes when you're really deep into a relationship, maybe you guys have been dating for a year.
Yeah.
You find yourself doing things you would never normally do.
Yeah.
And you ask yourself the question, how the hell did we get here?
That was literally me last night. When it comes to loving someone with your whole heart, you're going to find yourself in those situations where you're in the middle of it and you're like, how did we get here?
Right.
So it's been a year with my girlfriend, Patrice.
Officially? When is a year?
So like, this is like also maybe something we can talk about tomorrow or something, but like our first date was April 7th, but like our official 1 year of like asking each other out was May 31st. So like we're somewhere in the in-between right now.
I guess if...
We've known each other a year. Let's just say
Well,
that.
If I had to choose, I would pick May 31st as the official 1 year date.
So we're just shy of a year here. And I found myself kind of in this situation, and I had a moment last night where I was doing something that I would literally never do. And it's not a big deal. Like, I love supporting my girlfriend. But I'm not going to lie. When I was sitting there, I was like, I have some trauma right now. Like, I really do. So my girlfriend is a softball coach.
I guess the music would have made sense.
Yeah,
so she had a game last night?
She had a game last night. And I have gone to one game this season.
That's it?
One game. She coaches for a college, so they're traveling around, and I'm not hauling ass to Cuca. Sorry, I'm just not doing it.
I don't blame you.
So when they're home and, like, you know, doing their thing, I'll go and show some love. I'll go and support.
Yeah, but do you make signs?
I did make a sign one time.
Uh-huh.
But I,
that was probably in the beginning of the relationship.
It was very early on.
When you're like, really trying to go
no
all out.
More arts and crafts for me. But I go to the game last night and I'm like right behind home plate. I'm just like basically a second ump at that point.
Right.
And I'm sitting there, but like I'm there and I'm,
you're on your phone. Let's
no,
be a-
I brought my laptop. I had work to do.
What are you doing on your laptop? You taking Zoom calls?
I was planning the show. I was moving money around. You know, there was a lot of things to, there was a lot of things to be done. So I'm on my laptop. I have an AirPod in. I'm filming TikToks, you know, but I was there. And there was a couple things that I took note of while I was there. One, the feeling of like, okay, I really love this girl because I would never do this. I played, quote unquote, air quotes, played softball in high school. When I say played, I was reserved, basically the team manager.
Right.
And
okay,
I was there
it.
To braid the girl's hair. You know what
right.
I mean?
Brazy, so, do you bring the bats?
No, what? Literally.
What? The bats?
I will never forget. My coach for softball freshman year was a literal monster, sinister. And me and my friend, we weren't good enough to like be on the team, so he kept us as reserved. And one day we were late for a game, and he's like, girls! On the field, reserved, get their bags. I'm like hauling bags like a pack mule. Yeah, it was not great. So I have some trauma around softball, but I was there. I was supporting. But the one thing that I took note of was these parents are intense.
Oh, of course they are.
They give me the ick.
Because now, we're talking about college here. This isn't high school. This is a level
oh,
up.
Oh, this isn't the peewee leagues, baby. This is the real deal. And granted, it's D3. It's not like it's like...
It's not that serious.
It's not that serious. But the girls are crushing it. Even though they were mercyed last night, but it's fine.
Not to downplay D3 or Division 3.
No, but I'm just saying, like, it is what it is. It's the modified of college. So I was there... And the opposing team, one of the moms, was passing out ice cream sandwiches.
Oh.
My interest is peaked. So I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like looking over, and she goes, I'll just say the team. She goes, Fisher fans only.
Fisher fans only. And this is the competition.
I'm like ripping her team's sweatshirt off. I'm like,
this is the competition. Please tell me you got a Sammy.
I was dripping in the opposing team's gear. There's no way that she would have... been able to...
Can you imagine if she looked back, you're behind home plate, on your laptop, eating an ice cream sandwich that the opposing team gave you?
Now I'm wearing their sweatshirt, because I had to. No, it was crazy. But like, I don't know, some of the parents, like, they're very into it. They kind of give me the ick. I don't know if I will ever be that parent when it comes to my kids' sporting events.
You never know. I mean, your mom was the type of person...
Never.
Your mother you would... come and support you at your tennis matches, but be at the wrong court.
She was watching a different girl. My best friend Maddie's like, Bethy, are you looking for Breezy? She's like, yeah, she's crushing it. She goes, she's 10 courts over. But yeah.
I think it's awesome that you went
fan now.
And supported her.
Yeah. And like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I was into it. Watching her coach, it did something to me. I was loving it. But
can you see yourself going to every home game?
Well, the season's over, so...
Yeah. So you went to the last game. Just so you could say you put effort in. But in high school, you were braiding people's hair before the game. That's
no, fully.
And that's how Breezy's Braid Bar got started. That's how that all ended up. Wow. You're a good girlfriend, though.
I know.
I'm sure she appreciated it.
I'm trying my best.
Did you get lucky last night?
No. I was like, but I supported you. She's like, I'm exhausted. I'm like, perfect.
That's so tough.